tell you what, it's been rugby league on an international scale today over there at Denver. The reports coming through, there was just over 19,000 people at Sports Authority Field in Colorado. And on the ground, reporting on this one for the Sydney Morning Herald, their chief rugby league writer, Adrian Prezenko, who's been good enough to join us on the phone after the wash-up. G'day, Adrian.
G'day, guys. I'm talking to you from the home of the Denver Broncos. It's all happening. The rugby league capital of the world.
Exactly. Of course. All right, game 36 points to England, 18 to New Zealand after New Zealand got out to an early start. Overall, were your thoughts on the game impacted perhaps by the weather conditions, and I mean the temperature and the altitude?
Yeah, it was a factor, actually. A couple of times, in fact, three times, the Kiwis kicked off and the ball sailed out on the full, and at one point, Gareth would have stepped up and kicked a goal from halfway. So you don't see that in the NRL every day. But now, it was a fair crowd, just under 20,000. And I guess to put that into perspective, the game here was played at the same time as the Colorado Rockies were playing just down the street. And they put about 40,000 people out of the precinct. So it was a good atmosphere. It was a really good game as well, free-flowing. So I think it was a really good advertisement for rugby league to a new market.
Yeah, England at 36, New Zealand at 18. Adrian, I guess the question everyone wants to know is, have you had a chance to get into both camps and check on any potential injuries?
Yeah, that was always one of the biggest fears of all the clubs and one of the main reasons they didn't want to release their players. The good news is that pretty much everyone has escaped unscathed.
Terrific.
There's a suspected broken hand to Raymond Fataila-Mariner. But that's probably the extent of it at this point.
Okay. Isaac Luke, we saw the vision. There was a bit of a raised elbow from John Bateman, and then Isaac Luke, it would seem, very deliberately trod on his hand. England got the penalty. Are you anticipating anything further out of that one, Adrian?
Yeah, I think we'll hear a bit more about that. And also in the game a little bit earlier, Martin Papau put on a late shot, which under the new sin bin rules, you probably would have got 10 minutes off the field in the NRL for access foul play, and particularly when we talk about protection for playmakers. So I reckon they are two incidents that we'll be hearing more about at some stage.
Hey, Adrian, can you give us a sense of how the Americans embraced this International Rugby League match?
Yeah, absolutely. It was funny just walking down 6th Street, 16th Avenue. You couldn't walk a couple of hundred metres without seeing a big poster of James Graham or Marty Tapau. And the big headline underneath it was captioned with big hits, no pads. And that's one of the things that everyone we've spoken to around here can't get their head around, the fact that there are no helmets, there are no pads, and they're playing for 80 minutes as well. Like, this is the other thing. It's so different to the NFL that's played over here where there's so many stoppages.
Yeah.
These guys keep going. And we saw that today as the fatigue kicked in, the altitude certainly kicked in as well. The game really opened up, and that's why we saw a lot of tries. And it was a good thing too. It was good, expansive play. And everyone wants to do it again. I mean, Wayne Bennett in the post-match press conference said that the battle now with the clubs and with head office, the NRL, begins now. They want to come back out here. The clubs don't want it. The NRL don't want it. But the players are really passionate about it. They haven't done it for money. They've come out here because they want to represent their country, and they get only a fraction of the $20,000 that the Kangaroos get for pulling on the green and gold jersey. I think it was really well received, and certainly the players want to see it again, and hopefully the people out here want to see it too. It was beamed to about 60 million homes via CBS.
Okay.
So it's only a small fraction of those fans tuned in. I think they saw something they might want to see again.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Adrian, just while we got you, any other news around in the world of rugby league?
Well, I've been, there hasn't been too much NRL news floating around in downtown Denver, unfortunately.
Surprising.
I'm a little bit out of the loop. I'm looking forward to coming back and seeing what the wash-up is from Origin. Obviously, Robbie Farah's first game back at Leichhardt Oval. But no, all the boys have been well behaved here. There's been a booze ban pretty much across the both camps. So the players have been very well behaved, and they've been good ambassadors for the sport. They've done a lot of promotional activities. They've been very accessible, and I think that they've. They've hit onto something here that hopefully we can see again in Denver.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that booze ban extends to the media contingent over there as well. I think that'll be much safer for Denver
I'd
as well.
I'd hate to have to come over here next year and do it all over again, but anyway.
Exactly. You've got to be careful. Hard to get those visas at times. Good on you, Adrian. Yeah. Appreciate that, mate.
Thanks, mate. Anytime.
Thanks, Adrian.
Adrian Prezenko, their chief rugby league writer for Fairfax Media over there in Denver. after England beat New Zealand 36 points to 18 in the test match there in front of a crowd of 19,340 people.